From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Roy Acuff and all the Smoky Mountain Boys.
Smoky Mountains of Tennessee came a hula girl from over the sea with sparkling eyes, lips are red. She looked at me and then she said,
I like mountain music, good old mountain music. Play it fire, it'll help you in hand. Jimmy Roll Rhythm, let me swear I'd will them. I think the melodies are grand.
I've heard how warriors play in the land of the wicky-wacky, but I must say, turkey in the straw by cracking.
I like mountain music. Good old mountain music. Play fire, you'll help me.
Her clothes are really neat, flowing hair and dancing feet. When she does the hula, she'll drive you wild, swinging and swaying in the mountain style. Fiddles played, the guitars ring, the people laughed, you could hear them sing. This hula girl can swing and sway, you can hear her shout on the break of day. Turkey in the straw by crack.
I like mountain music. Good old mountain music. Play it fire, you'll feel good
band. All right, wonderful. Thank you, folks, and a great big welcome to all our friends of the Grand Ole Opry.
And, Roy, the folks are in for a great half hour of Grand Ole Opry. Fun and music and dancing with Rod Brassfield, the Tennessee Mountain Boys, Johnny and Jack, Miss Kitty Wells, Bashful Brother Oswald, Jimmy Riddle, and all the Smoky Mountain Boys, the Grand Ole Opry square dancers, and the entire Opry gang.
Well, we got a fella coming out right now who is really getting ready to celebrate the week that's starting tomorrow. It's the National Weight Watchers Week, and he's been watching pretty girls' weights for a long, long time. Here he is, the Hornwall Flash, Rod Brassfield!
I climbed up in a shimmern tree just to see what I could see. Stuck my head in the woodpecker's hole. I couldn't get it out to save my soul.
You know, Rod, about a year ago, I couldn't sing a note.
Sure enough,
yes,
Mr. Roll.
Now, I kind of wish that you couldn't.
Well, it didn't sound so good. Now, wait a minute here. Now, wait a minute, Mr. Roll. You shouldn't talk about me by and my singing. I'm a little hoarse tonight. I slept in the barn last night and woke up a little hoarse. Look, bud, I'll have you know that I had my voice cultivated.
It sounds to me kind of like you had it plowed completely under.
Yeah, it should be. Had some guana around it.
You know when you open up your mouth and say,
man, I wished I had a goat burger, I'd slap you right down with it.
You know when you open your mouth to sing, it sounds just like a cow bawling.
Cow bawling?
Yeah.
Now I am mad. Now I'm just plumb mad. Look, let me tell you something, Buster.
What? Buster?
I sang every Friday and Saturday night out at Big Jeff's Tavern.
Big Jeff's?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Big Jeff pays me $200 for it.
$200?
That's right. Now, by Ned, does that sound like cow?
No, it sounds like a lot of bull to me.
Yeah. Oh, no!
Say, Rod, let's
you... He paid you $200.
He may be listening. Let's talk about something else.
All right, let's talk about something else. I missed Minnie Pearl. I wonder where that booger's at.
Oh, she's way down in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, she'll come back here looking like one of them Ubangis or something.
Rod, how's everything down on the farm? How's all your folks? How's your hogs?
Pretty good. How's all your folks?
Well, they... Oh,
hey, Roy. Roy, you already been down there.
Well, look at her.
You already been down there last week, boy. I'm telling you the truth. We had a big carnival played Hornwall there last week.
Really?
And I got me a job with them.
No wonder.
Yeah, there was a feller there, had a lion show, see?
Yeah.
And he had two lions, and one of them died, see? And he had to get somebody, he skimped at their lion, and he wanted somebody to get in at their lion's hide, that lion skin, and be a lion, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I've done it like a big idiot. I ain't got no sense.
Yeah,
but he paid me $50 for it.
Well, I don't blame you.
I climbed in that. I told him, I said, now look, ain't no danger to this, is it? Where's that other lion at?
Yeah.
He said, he's in Mother Cage.
Uh-huh.
I got in there in the same cage. I saw right then I was in a mess, Roy.
I don't blame
you. Yeah, he says, don't worry about it, Rod. I'll put some bars up between you two lions.
Well, that would be all right.
And he did.
Oh, sure.
Then I wasn't scared.
Well, no.
Well, there we was. One lion in that end and one lion in me in the other end, see?
Yeah.
There we was. And all of a sudden, he got a big crowd of people all around out there in front.
Ballied them up.
Yeah, and he says, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let the bars down between these lions and let them fight it out to the death.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I knowed I was in a mess, Roy.
You was in a mess.
And by net, he did. He let
the
bars down. There I was, staring at the big old lion in the eyes. He let out a wolf call or something there and he tore into me there something terrible.
The lion?
And we fit and we fought and we fit and we fought.
Oh.
Yeah, all of a sudden I just let go there and sunk my store-bought teeth in that fool. You know what he done?
No.
He jumped back, he says, give it up, Rod, fool. I'm another one of them Grand Ole Opry hillbillies.
Once a week, hillbillies will make money some way. Mighty fine, Rod, thank you. Now here comes two boys who have made friends for themselves and the Grand Ole Opry everywhere that they have entertained. Let's welcome Johnny and Jack and listen to them do the Banana Boat Song. Johnny and Jack.
Some money gonna quit so soon.
Thank you very much, Johnny and Jack. A mighty pretty song, and well done.
You know, Roy, how cold it's been. I just get plumb uncomfortable just thinking about it.
Look, Rod, if you want a real good feeling of comfort, get it with a pipe full of smooth, smoking Prince Albert.
Hey, I'm comfortable just thinking about it, Roll.
Then do it. Fill your pipe with good PA. One pipe full and you can tell PA has kept the flavor and natural tobacco taste put there by nature herself. Kept it and even improved it.
And say, don't forget it's crimp cut.
To pack neat and firm. To make for smooth, long-burning, comfortable pipe smoking. Fellas, enjoy PA's natural tobacco taste in your next pipe. And if you roll your own like I do, that same mild, tasty, always fresh PA is just what you want for your making cigarette.
Well, pipe or making cigarette. Ask for Prince Albert and see why it's the biggest selling smoking tobacco today.
Right. Well, here comes Howdy Foster fiddling a good old time hoedown and all the grand old upper square dancers cutting a fine caper to Sally Gooden. Better go, Cedar Hiller. You know, we have a lot of different traditions and customs here at the Grand Ole Opry, and one of the ones we like most is the custom of sacred songs included in our entertainment for you. So right now, we'd like to gather around and do one of those fine songs. Fellas, all of you join with me. Will the circle be unbroken? I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw the hearse come rolling to carry mother away.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
I said to that undertaker, please drive slow, for this lady you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Went back home, my home was lonesome since my mother had gone. Found my brother, sisters crying, what a home so sad and long.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord? Home awaiting in the sky.
that's wonderful. Thank you very, very kindly. We love to sing those old songs. And now then, Jimmy Riddle, with your chromatic harp, let's have a little bit of the clarinet polka. That's Jimmy Riddle for the clarinet polka. And now then, all kinds of music goes to make up the old world. Accordions, pianos, fiddles, guitars. But we've got the washboard and the jug ready for you. And a little bit of, we're going to rock and roll country boy style. Joseph Scudder, let's do 30 days and you better come back home.
I'm going to give you 30 days to get back home. I done called up the gypsy woman on the telephone. Gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. Gonna see it's getting back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days.
Oh,
30 days. Oh, 30 days. I'm gonna see it's getting back home in 30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
I'm gonna put a cross charge against you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. Gonna see it's getting back home in 30 days. I done talked to the judge in private early this morning. I done been to the sheriff's office to sign a warning. I'm going to put a cross charge against you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. Gonna see it's getting back home in 30 days. Up 30 days. Down 30 days. I'm gonna see it's getting back home in 30 days. I'm gonna put a cross charge against you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. Gonna see it's getting back home in 30 days. From the judge, gonna take to the FBI, it's personal threat. Now, if you don't give me no consolation, I'm gonna take it to the United Nations. I'm gonna see it get back home in 30 days. Up 30 days, that 30 days. I'm gonna see it get back home in 30 days. Now, if you don't give me no consolation, I'm gonna take it to the United Nations. I'm gonna see it get back home in 30 days.
Roy, you reckon that's about all for me now?
What, Oswald? I didn't catch you.
You reckon that's about all for me?
No, you better stay around, I guess.
Oh, I better be going on home, Roy. An old mule kicked old Lady Darby this afternoon.
You mean a mule kicked your wife?
Yes.
Where did the mule kick her, Oswald?
What'd you say?
I say, where did the mule kick her?
Oh, well now, Roy, if her head would have been in North Carolina and her feet down here in Florida, I reckon he kicked around Augusta, Georgia somewhere.
Say, Roy, I just got to tell the world about the calmest fella that I ever saw, and I just seen him sitting out there at the hospital, knowing full well that he was about to become the papa of twins, and just calmly rolling the neatest making cigarette you ever saw.
Well, good for him.
Boy, Roy, that's calmness.
But, Grant, I bet he couldn't have done it without Prince Albert and an OCB paper.
Well, that's what he was using.
Then he had the making of a perfect smoke. He was sure of himself, cause he knows P.A.'s crimp cut rolls easy. Doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. He knows P.A. brings out all the rich flavor that nature puts in tobacco. So he was sure he was on his way to a mild, tasty, comfortable smoke.
Pipe or making cigarette, you fellas ask for Prince Albert and see why it's called the National Joy Smoke.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. Smoke's so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Folks, it's time now to hear from our little girlfriend. And I know that every one of you are anxiously waiting to hear Miss Kitty Wells sing one of her fine Decca recordings, Repenting.
Repenting, yes, I'm repenting those few careless hours that never should have been. I'm begging you to let me make amends.
Was mighty fine, Kitty. Thank you very much. Well, we always have to make room for one of the most intelligent-looking and intelligent-acting gentlemen we have ever known. Here he is with his five-string banjo, Bashful Brother Oswald.
Well, I can see right now what the folks all been waiting for, Roy. Well, it is the way down Columbus, Georgia. When I woke, I was mistaken. I was being don't mind.
Well, I can see they know what good Wasn't stuff good is when boy? They hear it. Oswald, help me out on a little number, will you? Hard to Love. Get your breath right good and join with me, huh?
Go ahead.
Well, that's Howdy Forster fiddling up afar on the Golden Eagle Hornpipe. And we hate to leave you in that fine country fiddle. But next week, we'll be calling for you in the old buckboard. Until then, this is Roy Acuff speaking for all the gang and saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night on the Grand Ole Opry. Good night.
You know something, Dave? You can always tell a camel smoker.
Yeah, but how can you do that?
Why, it's easy. You can always tell a camel smoker by the way he enjoys smoking.
Sure, that figures. Fella who smokes camels is just not interested in fads or fancy stuff. He wants a real cigarette. One he can really taste.
Well, camels sure fill that bill. Good, rich flavor all the way. The finest taste in tobacco.
Camels smoke nice and smooth, too. That's the special Camel blend of quality tobaccos. Only Camel has it.
Seems to me that more and more folks are discovering the difference between just smoking and Camels. You can taste the difference.
Feel it, too, because of that smoothness we were talking about a moment ago. Pack after pack, Camels never let you down.
You know what they're all saying today? Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.